In the gospel today, the Lord says something that I think we need to really take literally, that I think sometimes people think, oh, Jesus is just saying that. And that is when he says about the poor widow who comes and puts her two little coins into the treasury after these other people had come in and put in, you know, a lot of money. He says, she put in more than all the others. She put in more than all the others. Well, can Jesus not count, you know, or do we just sort of take that as a figure of speech? But I think, no, we really do have to take it literally. She really did put in more. She didn't put in more quantitatively, you know. She put in, I'm not very good at quantitative things myself anyhow, so I kind of like this, to tell you the truth. She put in two small coins. These other people put in a lot of money. But qualitatively, she did put in more than anybody else, because she put in all that she had. The others put in a lot, didn't they? They put in a lot, but she put in all. All is more than a lot, isn't it? And so Jesus is literally accurate when he says she put in more, because she put in all. And that's what Jesus is interested in. He's interested in all. Do you remember last week where Jesus gave the summary of the law, where he said, to love the Lord your God with a lot of your heart, a lot of your soul, a lot of your strength. Am I remembering that right? No. He said, with all your heart and mind and soul and strength. All, not a lot. All. Jesus is not interested in a lot. He doesn't need a lot. He's already got a lot, all right? He's got all, actually. But what he wants is you and all of you. Because actually, he's given you all. Not only all of you, he's given you every single thing you are and have, except your sins. You're responsible for those. Me too. But he's given you all of himself. He holds nothing back. Just like the poor widow, he gives all. There's a beautiful prayer by St. Ignatius. It says, to give and to count, not to count the cost, to labor and not to look for rest. To be able to have this ability to give all. Because that's what God wants. He wants all of you. You know, we live in a very selfish, self-absorbed world. We live in a world that teaches us, it's telling you all the time, we get this message just constantly coming at it, look out for big number one, right? Take care of yourself. Terrible advice. We were made to give ourselves away. We find fulfillment in giving ourselves away. St. John Paul II teaches about this very, very beautifully in part of his Theology of the Body. The mystery of the gift. It's at the very heart, for example, of the sacrament of holy matrimony. In holy matrimony, what you're looking for is the person that you are going to give yourself away to without counting the cost. and to receive that most precious gift that you could receive, another's gift of self to you. It's what all Christian vocation is about. Giving ourselves away. St. John Paul says, the greatest act of freedom that we ever have in our lives is how we choose to give ourselves away. It's one of those great paradoxes, isn't it? We're very afraid to do this. We're very afraid. Oh yeah, Lord, I'll give you this, I'll give you that. It might even be a lot. You know, like those people in the putting a lot into the temple treasury. But not me, not myself, not all. I'm too afraid. I'm too afraid. And that's what we see in this first reading, you know, the widow of Zarephath. We have poor widows. That's the great link in the gospel in the first reading. You know, they're always connected. Poor widows seem to be the thing that links this poor widow who has enough food for one final meal for herself and her son. And pesky old Elijah comes along and says, give me something to eat. And he won't take no for an answer. Even though this woman says, we're going to starve to death. He's like, just come on, give me something to eat. It's all right. And it was all right. It was all right. Do you really think that God is going to let you be more generous than He is? Do you really think that? I don't think that. But it is scary for us. Think of the young man who came to Jesus, apparently wealthy. And he said, what do I have to do to have everlasting life? He said, well, keep the commandments, Jesus. He said, well, I've done that since I was little. He said, Jesus looked at him and loved him. And he said, well, go and give all you have away to the poor and come follow me. Not that. I'm scared to do that. I won't do that. And he went away super fulfilled and happy. Isn't that what the scripture says? No. He did not find fulfillment in hanging on. It says he went away sad. He went away sad. And sometimes, frankly, we have good reason maybe to be scared of giving generously of ourselves, giving ourselves away in this way. Sometimes the gift isn't accepted. The gift isn't with reciprocity, you know? We have to really pray like St. Ignatius to give and not to count the cost, because I'm giving and I ain't receiving. Well, if that's the case, you're in very good company. He gave and got nothing. But he accomplished the will of his Father. And he accomplished the salvation of the world through giving and not counting the cost. And so do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. The widow of Zarephath in the first reading overcame her fear and gave. This poor widow in the gospel today took her last two little coins and gave them to God. You know, it's really, really good that God isn't interested in getting a lot from us. A lot of us don't have a lot to give. I don't think I have a whole lot, but I do have all, and so do you. And when we overcome that fear and give ourselves to God in the way that He is calling us, for a lot of you out there in the sacrament of holy matrimony, for example, what we find is Him. And that's more than enough.